Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome and good evening, everyone. This is Reverend Nancy Sue Meyer with Reverend Jamie Street and Nanette Ellis. Today is Wednesday, January 21st, 2015, 7 p.m. And today we are going to be talking to bringing messages through Archangel Gabriel for the coming year. Hello, Jamie. How are you?
I am so good. I was trying not to crack up when you were opening the show just because I'm so full of just joy and good energy right now. So it's nothing personal. You were fabulous. It's crazy. I am so happy right now. And like, my gums are showing.
You and me both, honey.
Yeah. I love it. I love it. Oh, my goodness.
Well, Nanette's going to be joining us as soon as she can. She's listening to us, but she's not able to talk at the moment. So, Jamie, would you like to introduce yourself to the audience?
Absolutely.
I think this is going to be a show of laughter.
I'm telling you, bear with us, guys. We're just as crazy as we can be tonight, but we're happy, darn it. Oh, goodness. And again, my name is Reverend Jamie Street. Of course, I'm a reverend. I am an angelic life coach, an angel communication master through Angel Streets University. I am also a human design specialist and an energist, which pretty much means that I practice energy healing modalities, EFT, Reiki, emo trance, and if you're looking for me, if you want any information or want to talk to me, you can find me at angelicsoulfood.com.
Thank you, Jamie.
You're welcome.
You know, it's really hard for me to talk when I've got such a big smile on my face. Okay, let me introduce myself if I can. Okay, I am Reverend Nancy Sue Meyer, and I'm a Reiki Master Teacher, an Angels Communication Master, and Angelic Life Coach through Angels Teach University with Reverend Elvia. I'm also a Crystal Healing Practitioner and a Gem Sphere Therapist, along with a Sacred Stone Crystal Grid and instructor. I'm also a Certified Sound Healer through Tom Kenyon, and I love doing work with drumming, the singing Tibetan bowls, and the crystal bowls. And you can reach me at angellady4444 at yahoo.com. And with that, I'm really totally surrounded by Archangel Gabriel right now. So I'm going to go ahead and do the opening blessing, if that's okay with you, Jamie.
Absolutely.
Okay. If I can do this without laughing.
I know, Tim just started singing in the background, and of course my door is not shut tight tonight, so I'm going to mute my phone in a minute while you do this.
Okay. I ask everyone to get comfortable and close your eyes and gently step into our sacred circle. Breathe in deeply the divine energies and breathe out all the discordant energies within and around your body. Several times, as I call in the angels of love, light, and healing, our guardian angels, our spirit guides, crystal beings, and star beings, I ask them to surround us in the white light of protection, the pink light of love and peace, blue light of power, protection, faith, courage, and strength, the yellow light of an enlightenment and abundance, the green light of healing and prosperity, the red light of vitality, courage, self-confidence, and service, and the purple light of mercy, transformation, and connection to the divine. Feel yourself surrounded and filled with the magical, mystical, and powerful colors of the rainbow. Now start breathing in the colors of the rainbow. Feel all the energies of each color and what it is bringing into you. Feel that white light of protection, the
pink light of love and peace, the blue light of power, faith, courage, and strength. Feel that yellow light of enlightenment and abundance. Really feel that green light of healing and prosperity, the red light of vitality, courage, service, the purple light of mercy, transformation, and the connection to the divine. Feel the cells in your body wake up with renewed energy and life as you breathe in the colors and the vibration of the rainbow. Allow yourself to relax and release any residue or tension of the day with every breath out. And right at the moment, I am being guided to call forward Archangel Gabriel to further assist us, that this magnificent angel is our topic today. I call forward our loving and powerful yet gentle Archangel Gabriel. And right now, she is appearing as a female. They can appear as both, but today she is appearing as a female. She is strikingly beautiful with this long, wavy blonde hair, very bright violet-blue eyes. And she's dressed in a pale blue flowing dress with silver weaving throughout the flowing gown and shining out from the outline of the gown as it flows freely around her. And as she comes closer, not only do I see Melum, and it looks like they're sewn throughout her flowing gown, as well as with pearls outlining the neck and the bodice. And in the background, I see the midnight skies behind her. I see the stars of Scorpio and Cancer. I also see this beautiful moonstone pendant around her neck in the shape of a heart on a silver chain in a design that I have never seen before. I also see her holding a beautiful diamond-cut aquamarine in her right hand. But I want you all to remember, you may be seeing, she may also be in a snowy surrounding. She may be appearing in the autumn wind in a rainy day. And right now, just seeing her face of me in the starry night is such a beautiful, magical scene. I, Archangel Gabriel, watches over the vents in the west, bringing forth new horizons and pathways and new beginnings. See or hear what I am showing you or speaking to you right now, dear one. I, Archangel Gabriel, am the guardian of the water element within you, and I assist you with clear communication, and I oversee the conception and birth of new ideas and projects. See or hear what I am showing to you personally right now. And please take note. I, Archangel Gabriel, assist with purification within and around your mind, emotions, and body. Allow my energies to flow through and around your body, and healing and peace flows in. How does this peace and healing feel to you personally, dear one? Take a moment to really feel what comes forth for you now. And please take note. Dear one, continue breathing as you bring in your awareness to your lower abdomen. I am now bringing forth a beautiful sphere of peace light, radiating and pulsing with this amazing life force energy. Allow this pink sphere, radiant and vibrant light to grow to a size that feels right for you. It may be the size of a golf ball, the size of a softball. It may fill your whole abdomen. Whatever is right for you, let it grow to that size. Please place both of your hands across your lower abdomen and begin to rub your belly in a circular motion. It's amazing life and possibilities. Now take a moment and allow messages or images to surface for you now from me
or even your spirit guides who are surrounding you right at this moment. What possibilities and potentials do you hear or see come forward? Make note of this now. Are you feeling any fear, anxiety, dear one? If you are feeling any of those right now, use the power of your breath to release any fear, any anxiety, or the resistance that you might have surfaced. Breathe, just breathe any of that resistance gently away. Can you feel those dreams of possibilities coming to fruition now? Reality growing within me and manifesting in my life right now. Breathe in and feel yourself fully open to receive the gifts life has to offer you. Allow these feelings to grow into excitement and joy as imaginations and ideas about your perfect life continue to flow here and now. For all of you wonderful and amazing dear ones, commitment to yourself. I will cherish and nourish these amazing dreams consistently with tenderness so they may grow and flourish now. Allow yourself to feel that excitement and that joy of your life pregnant with the possibilities to flow through you now. Dear ones, rest in the knowing that you are always fully supported by divine love, her amazing energy. And I still smell not only the lilies, but I'm smelling a earthly scent of vanilla. And what a forest smells like when you're walking through it. And even the scent of jasmine and rose. And personally, I have not smelled rose with her before. This is the first time. So let's all breathe in the divine love and light of the divine while holding hands in our sacred space. And when you feel complete, bring your awareness back into the present time. Wiggle your fingers and your toes. Gently stretch your body and breathe in deeply one more time. And exhale as you open your eyes. And we thank you, Archangel Gabriel, for assisting and guiding us through this nurturing and bringing forth of our dreams, our ideas, and projects that we are in the process of giving birth to. Thank you. So be it.
Wow.
Oh, I must say that was kind of a different experience for me because she kept talking and then she would step back, and it was kind of a, I've never done that before, that was kind of a juggling session with her, and I was like, okay.
Oh my gosh, I love it. It was just absolutely beautiful. She's just so beautiful. Yeah.
I'm hearing her to ask if you had anything that came through that really stuck out for you, that really made a big, maybe not an ah moment, but a wow moment. You know, was there something that you've kind of been looking forward to, but it just really stuck out there right now, and it's like, oh, yeah, here it is, and it's coming forth.
You know, I'm getting, for those of you that aren't my Facebook friend or whatever, you may not be aware that the other day I saw a bald eagle, which I've never seen one in my life. I didn't even know they were here. Apparently they are on the rise here, but it's just not something you see where I live whatsoever. And at first I thought, you know, how cool, because the timing of it, I've been working for my shamanism studies on journeying to the lower world to meet, you know, my power animal, my guides, you know, all my animal helpers. And while in my journeys, I never saw the eagle there, but I did 5 nights in a row of these journeys, And then on the sixth day, the eagle appears. And it's just, you know, I've been getting so many different kinds of messages from it, but I haven't gotten complete clarity, and I don't know that I ever will, and that's okay, because it's a beautiful thing. It's just, like, you know, it's just always another layer. But as you channeled Gabriel, she came forth and brought the eagle to me, and he was holding this big, beautiful diamond. And it's just mouth on my desk. I'm, like, picking it up, like, oh, my God, you know. Like, he's bringing me this beautiful diamond, and it was just so perfect and just unflawed. And just, I mean, my word for the year is magic as is. And, like, I keep, ever since I've seen my eagle, because I was, and I, you know, not even thinking at the time, I'm like, oh, my God, this is so magical. What a magical experience. And I'm like, oh, there's my magic word. And then someone had sent me a link, and it said that the eagle is actually associated, you know, with the, you know, has a very magical element to it, which I never knew or even associated. So, and then, you know, all on Facebook and things I'm reading and I'm seeing is the magic word. And then as I was talking to Nanette before our call, she's like, oh, my gosh. She's like, this truck just went by, or bus, and it was all black. But it, she's like, I need to tell you this, that there's an eagle on it, a bald eagle. It's like a flag with a bald eagle. And I'm like, oh, my God, my eagle. I said, did you see my post? And she's like, no. She's like, I just had to tell you about this eagle. And I'm like, it's my eagle. Like, I just saw one. So for Gabrielle to, you know, bring this eagle, you know, to me herself and it be holding a diamond, I'm just like, oh, wow. It's just loving it. I'm loving it.
And you know, right now, Jamie, I am seeing this huge eagle that is right behind you, and the wings are spread out far and wide, and it's just right above your head so that the feet are touching the, well, you know what it is, the feet are touching the crown of your head. And it's just there. It's not moving. It's just there in stillness.
I'm humbled. Wow. Yeah, pardon me, guys. I'm never short for words, but I am right now. But it's a beautiful thing. Yeah, it's just, just humble, very humbling. I need to get out of the mindset of why me, or like, this can't happen to me, and embrace it, but it's just like such a, wow. It's so powerful and beautiful. It's just very, very, yes.
A powerful message and a powerful symbol for you. Wow.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what more comes from it. I know he's here helping me with the foundation of some things I'm working on right now. I'm, you know, like I say, I'm on the other series, you know, I'm really getting firm and building my business and, you know, but building it on a strong and right and true foundation. So, yeah. I'm loving it. I'm loving it.
A definite blessing. But, you know, hearing two possibilities, Jamie, and you're going to need to help me here. I'm hearing that I don't know if you're meant to do your exercise with Archangel Gabriel right now, or I'm also being, there's something else coming forward from her. So how would you like to do this?
Well, I'm going to be honest. Is it easier for you to, while you're still kind of, you know, I mean, we're connected to her, but yes, we all are listening, but is it easier for you to continue with the flow, or do you want me to step in, or?
Right now, if I'm hearing either way, that's why I'm asking, because usually I get a definite feeling of, you know, Jamie, step in, or, you know, let me do this, and I'm not getting that. It's like an either or, so what do you feel like?
All right, well, how about this? I'll go, and then that way you can rest your throat a minute, because that was a powerful message you brought through. And then what else? And in my exercise is more about, you know, bringing her even closer to all of us. And we will clarify that, yes, Gabriel can come in the form of a male or female. Tonight she's representing as the feminine. Excuse me. And that's how she's coming through for me as well. But no, too, you know, please don't be discouraged if you're working with, you know, Gabriel and it comes through in a mail. That's perfectly, perfectly okay, too. And so for my exercise, and I actually, I'm fresh off a little emo trance kick. I just did a little recording of exercise, and I thought, you know, and then it hit me because, like Nanette, I was getting nothing. And bear with me 1 second, guys. I'm sorry. My dog's trying to get out, and she keeps ramming the door and breaking my concentration. All right, there we go. Peace restored. You know, in that, it hit me, like, you know, I can also use this modality to bring energy in as well. So if everybody can, just, you know, get relaxed, get comfortable. This isn't more, you know, this is just more about if you can, put your feet on the ground. But if you're more comfortable, like myself, sitting Indian style, by all means do so. If you're driving, you know, you actually can do this a little bit as well. But, you know, don't get too lost because I don't want you, obviously, to crash your car. And, you know, you can always come back and listen. Trust me, we're holding space. We'll bring the energy for you. But the cool thing about this and with the emo trance in general is that it's something you can do anytime and anywhere. It's like almost in a sense like an EFT without the tapping. So it's something you can do where nobody even knows you're doing it but you, and it's awesome. And basically, it's just about bringing the energy in, through, and out of your body. And so right now, if everyone can, just take a nice deep breath and just really tune into that energy of Archangel Gabriel. And just, how does that feel to you? Is she close? Is she a little farther away? You know, just really tuning in. Feel her warmth. Feel that love. Bring in the fragrances that Nancy Sue was speaking of earlier. And just all that goodness and the gifts that she's brought to you. And what I want you to do as you do this now, I want you to take another deep breath in. And as you breathe in, we're going to breathe her closer to us. For those of you who already have her, you know, right there at you, we're just breathing in and allowing her energy to just come up through your nose, fill up through your head. We breathe out. We're just pushing that energy down through our body, down through our arms, kind of circulating down our arms to our hands, coming back up and going down through our torso. And just down our legs and out our feet, going back into the ground. And just a nice deep breath. Again, noticing, is she any closer? Is she in you? Is she right there at you? And again, we're just going to breathe in. Breathe in the beautiful energy of Gabriel. Allowing it to come in. Up through our head. Down our neck, through our shoulders, down our arms. And of course, breathing as needed. Just allow that energy to come back up, down our torso, down our legs, into the ground. And we're just going to circle it around one more time, just so you get the feel of this, that continuous in, through, down, and out. And again, just a nice deep breath, breathing and bringing in the energy. And I really just want you to really open up and allow her to just fill your body. Really, really embrace her. She is here tonight with all of us. She is here for those of you listening to the recording. Her energy is just so beautiful. Again, bringing that energy up through your head, down your neck, your shoulders, down your arms to your hands and back up, back down your torso, down your legs and out your feet. And again, you can continue this. And you can do this as well with any kind of energy you may feel that you need at the time. But just really just such a beautiful way for me, I feel, to just, you know, really connect and really just breathing. I mean, when we say breathe in that energy, to me, this is what I do when I breathe in that energy. And I just really allowing it to consume my body, but not holding it, allowing it to flow. And again, you know, just think, just in, through, out, circle in and around. And I hope that helps you. Yeah, and then if you're ready, you know, come back more here. All right.
Wow, Jimmy. Oh my,
that was I've never felt it and done it that way before, and that was amazing.
Oh, so glad. Yeah, I wasn't sure how it was going to go. I had to fight with my ego there a little because they literally, it's like I knew I was going to do it, but again, it's been nothing tonight. I did get that I was going to do an exercise, and then I heard emo trance, and that's kind of how it came through. So.
Wow, that, thank you. That was awesome.
Well, you're welcome.
That's, you know what, I got to say, it lifted up my vibration even higher. And I thought, you know, when
good.
You started talking about it, that I was pretty high as it was, and I think I'm higher than a kite. But now, I mean, it's such an amazing feeling, a good feeling, a very light feeling. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. You're so welcome.
I'm gonna say it. Archangel Gabriel is standing right here and wants to come forward right now.
Perfect.
Yeah, it's okay.
Absolutely. I think I have everybody high right now, so they can really just take it in on a deeper level.
Okay. And, you know, I want to explain a little bit. Last week, Jamie, Nanette, and I were talking about what topic we were going to bring. I had absolutely nothing. And all of a sudden, Archangel Gabriel came through, and I thought, oh, okay. And after I started talking to Archangel Gabriel a little bit more, I didn't realize that she is actually one of the angels of the month. I did not know that, but I should have, because she's the messenger of the Creator, and God is my strength. So I'm going to kind of shift aside. I don't know if this is going to be a full message from her. I don't know if she's going to take over and just speak through me, feeling that she is. She's going to just step in and take over. So I'll be back whenever she's done.
All right. See you later.
Blessings, dear one. It is I, Archangel Gabriel, who has stepped in to give a special message for my channel and the angelic group of light beings. I come forward to urge humanity to start paying attention to your amazing moon, powerful feminine energies to bring forth your wishes, your desires, and dreams.
I use the moon's feminine energy to help assist you with interpreting your dreams and visions. I bring forth the influence of the moon to help guide you in all things in your life and all living things in general. I want you to further understand, the fuller the moon, the more influence she gives to your mind, to the psychic powers. The monthly lunar cycle gives you many chances to do personal turning point or let go. At the new moon, you can go into the dark and be symbolically reborn. New moon rituals help you summon your whole self in that magic moment. Commit to intention. As the full moon, the energy builds and builds. There's an explosive outgoing aspect to it. All of nature grows and is more vital at full moon. This surge allows you to take action on behalf of those new moon intentions you set 2 weeks prior. A full moon ritual might involve taking a solid step with a symbolic action. And it can be a powerful time to release to cast out, unburden yourself, purge yourself. Celebrate your emergence by stepping out of an old skin, old identity, old behavior, old attitude, old relationship. This ritual helps you by marking this inner transformation in a formal way. But dear ones, why stop there? Do moon rituals throughout the month, throughout the year. In fact, her energies can be used without even a full ritual for those of you that just don't have time to do something daily. Understand the energy ramps up as it gets closer to the full moon. There is such a powerful spiritual focus that must not be ignored. This ramped up enhanced energy is felt by many. But instead of complaining about the effects on your dense physical being, start using these energies more efficiently. Not only can you release to the full moon, you can use these energies as opportunities to see what changes you may need to make in the direction that you are heading and make those corrections. You, dear ones, are in the midst of profound spiritual transformation. Three dimensions is still in a free-floating state of process. And each one of you can and are assisting in molding the new world into the five-dimensional state. So when you look at your life and see the opportunities of change that you want to make, do not focus on the physical doingness that would still be in the three-dimensional state. I want all of you to understand the level. What is most necessary is your connection to your inner spirit. You have an opportunity to do it in that way that has never been experienced or done before. In fact, having your focus on a project of any kind would be helpful because many people are finding the free-floating feeling to be most uncomfortable. It can be misinterpreted as emptiness or loneliness, when in fact it is just a void space just waiting to be filled with something wonderful, such as your dreams that you hold in your heart. I have worked with my channel many, many times, and I have shown her that miracles are happening every moment, every day. I have wiped her eyes clear and have shown her boldly the miracles that are not only unfolding, but are happening and have happened. I want humanity to understand that everything is connected and intertwined with each other. It is like the ripple in the water from a stone being dropped into it. It is never ending. And has a very harmonizing domino effect that goes on for infinity. There is no stopping or slowing down. I want humanity to understand that each and every one of you, each and every human being, light being, has a certain place in the universe that connects with each other in each and every events from past to present, from present to future, for right now, with every living spirit or soul from the beginning to end that connects each to each other. It's like a never-ending circle of life. In fact, you have a song that talks about the circle of life. See how all things blend into one. And not only in your world, but your universe. In fact, all universes, the infinity of universes. I point out to humanity nonstop messages to see even the smallest things in your life are huge blessings from the Creator. Dear one, call on me to assist you in using your energies at this amazing moon. Call on me during dream time and visions to assist in guidance and insight. Call on all the spiritual beings of love and light, as my channel calls all that come to assist. Use your own name for us. It does not matter. We know your intentions and the purity of your heart. We know what it is that you want assistance with before you even think of calling on us. And that is why we are always standing by waiting for you to actually take that step forward and call on us. My message may have been long and many details, but time, as you call it, has indeed sped up, dear one. And I want to make this known to you, or to remind those that know but sometimes forget. Call on us for any minor detail, anything, problem with clarity, keep asking. We will become clearer and clearer the message. We've become stronger, and you will receive the clarity that you need to take that step forward that you're looking for, to manifest that dream. And with that, dear one, I will step back now and allow my channel to step forward. I encase you within my love and honor you for your journey that you have come forward to do on your Mother Earth. Remember, you are all loved by all of us. We are one.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
My throat is really dry.
I guess so. Well, we have 20 minutes left in the show.
Oh my gosh. We need to bring other people forward. We need to
Oh my goodness. I'm sorry, say again. Well, we did get some earlier from your first channel. Tina was excited. Rainbow's awesomeness, because she, you know, she has a special connection with the rainbows. And then we got, wow, how absolutely beautiful and amazing. Wow, tingling all over. My hands and feet feel like they're on fire. And I got lots of tingling. Yes, yes.
Oh, awesome. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I'm cracking up. I don't know what happened to the net. I have not heard from her yet. So I don't know if she's going to make it tonight. I know she is with us. She just can't talk. And Annette, if you are listening and you can talk, please text me so I know that you can, because I keep checking my text and I don't see you. But I guess, are you up to doing readings now? Are you complete? Or
I'm complete. I can do whatever you need me to do, Jamie.
Okay. Oh, and I will read while you catch your breath a minute. Tina also said, "Oh my God, beautiful and powerful, and so very thankful. I knew tonight was going to be amazing, but I'm blown away." And yes, yes. Yeah, tonight has been full of laughter and loss of words, but it's all beautiful. It truly, truly is. I'm just, wow. Gabby has made herself known.
Yes.
That's it. And I'm just posting in chat before we get to the phone lines, in case they don't hear me, if anyone would like a reading. And like I say, we have some callers online, and I'm going to start with area code 631. Hello, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hey. Thanks for taking my phone call.
Absolutely. And who are we speaking to?
Sue.
I'm sorry, who's this?
Sue.
Oh, Sue, yeah. I'm sorry. I thought you said two.
I'm
sorry, Sue. Oh, my goodness.
Hi.
Hi, thank you for joining us. How are you this evening?
Good.
Good, good. And would you like a reading tonight, or do you have any input, or?
A reading.
Okay, and do you have a specific question, or angel's choice, or?
Yeah, no, love life.
Love life, all right. I'm seeing what decks are guiding me to. I hear Nancy say shuffling. All right.
I didn't know it was that loud. I'm sorry, honey.
Oh, no. The size is cracking up. There we go. I'm using my app on my phone because I, like a knucklehead, I have to tell you, Sue, it's just been great, good energy, but just, like, totally in the moment, carefree energy, and I didn't even grab my deck, so I'm using my, I have a couple on my phone I'm using. All right, and I guess whenever you're ready, Nancy, so if you want to start.
Okay. Sue, I pulled energy oracle cards by Sandra Ann Taylor, and the card I pulled is literally a man holding a heart. And it's this tender man that sits with flowers all around him, and he's holding a shiny red heart in his hand. And this signals greater clarity and emotion for the purpose in your life. And I'm hearing that also. I'm trying to understand what I'm hearing. It feels like there's been a confusing experience in the past for you that involved family, and I don't know if this family love relationship type or parent type, but I'm feeling that there's been some kind of a confusing experience, and it's got everybody's emotions going in different directions, and it feels like maybe there might be hurt feeling vacation. And as I said that, I am also hearing and seeing that there is, and I don't know if there's already a man, but I'm seeing the presence of a new man in your life. And it seems like this man is very, when I feel his energies, he's very, how can I say this? He's very thoughtful. I know who this reminds me of, and I'm going to just say it because this is what I'm hearing. This reminds me a lot of my husband. My husband and I have been married 43 years now. And after he retired from the military, he started focusing, and he's always focused his life on me and the kids, but it seems like he will come up to me and tell me it's his time to be of service to me. So he's even more loving, more caring, more doing things. I mean, he doesn't let me do any housework now. He does it all while I go to work. He lets me, and he helps me further my dream of being a healer and doing these shows. He finds the time for me to be able to do this. And no matter what it is I want in life, no matter how hard it seems like I'm not going to be able to get it, he finds a way to do it. And this man seems like there's a really strong, I feel in the heart that there's a lot of love there. And he brings such a high intention of he wants family. He wants to be involved with the woman of his life. Sure, I don't see a time frame here. I'm feeling that if I give a time frame, and I'm feeling a year, but a lot of times when I give time frames, people kind of take that to heart, and sometimes choices are made that change time frames. So right at the moment, Sue, I'm going to say new. Somebody's new coming in. And
well, I'm going on a blind date tomorrow, and then I just got finished talking to another man 2 seconds ago, and he's going to call a little later. And then there was someone from the past who called 4 weeks ago, so I don't know if you know of any of those three.
I keep hearing, say, gentleman. Go ahead, Nancy.
This gentleman is going to, the one I see, all I can say right now, he is going to sweep you off your feet. He is going to be so there for you, so concerning, so caring, so loving, that you're going to know who it is. You're not going to be told, needed to have somebody pointed out to you. You're going to feel this emotion with him. And I hope that does make sense, because I did a lot of stuttering and stopping in there because it was, I'm still not totally back in my body, and I'm kind of going in between, and I'm trying to listen to my guides, and I'm trying to listen to Archangel Gabriel, and I'm trying to get it to come out of my mouth, and it's kind of hard right at the moment. But I hope that makes sense, too.
Okay, I haven't met these people yet except for the one from 4 weeks ago, but...
Yeah, and I just keep hearing that I pulled a card with a man on it. It's the gratitude card, and it's a man that's praying. But when, I just keep hearing it's an evolved man. So it just ties into what Nancy Sue was saying as she was describing her husband and this man, because he's very evolved. He's very mature. He has a wisdom, and he knows what he wants and what he doesn't want, and what he wants is you. And again, he's going to sweep you off your feet. So, you know, don't get caught in feelings of this is too good to be true, because it's not. It is true.
Now, by mature, you mean he has to be old?
No, but just, you know, he's just, yeah, no, don't worry. You don't have to go get a 75, 80-year-old man. But no, but he's just, like, he's going to, I think maybe that's why I was hearing evolved. Like, he, just spiritually, mentally, he's just very, I just keep hearing evolved. So he's just, you know, he's very grown and understanding, you know, what a woman wants, what a woman needs. And it's just, I'm hearing he wants to serve you. So.
Yeah.
So if you know, one of these men turn out to be like that, like I say, don't, you know, get caught in like, this is too good to be true, because it's really not. And I think that's what it's truly, I mean, just like you could have a 40-year-old, you know, quote unquote man, because he's a man, because he's 40 and he acts like he's, you know, 20 and wants to run around with, you know, every chick that comes around the corner. But you could have a 30-year-old who is truly a man and knows how to respect and treat a woman. The man, you know, and I'm not saying he's 30, I'm just using these ages, but like you're going to know the difference when you meet him. It's just not going to be any question about it, because he's just, you know, really and truly, he's just going to, you'll know.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you, hon. And check back in with us and have a great night.
Yep.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. And now I'm going to go to area code 856. Hello, are you there, 856? Hello. I think it's 856.
Hello. Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
Who are we speaking to?
This is Laura.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. Would you like a reading tonight, or have any input, or what can we
do for you?
I
would like a reading.
Okay, great. And I'm sorry, do you have a specific question or angel's choice there?
Well, I am interviewing for a permanent position, and I'm also interviewing for a 2-year contract at another company. And I was wondering if the angels have any messages as to which one would be for my highest good.
All right. Did we talk to you the other week, Laura?
Yeah, but that I wasn't sure I was going to get those interviews, and they've come to fruition now.
Oh, good. Yeah, I was like, wait a minute. Like, I'm tuning in, and I'm like, wait a minute. Yeah, because I think I went on a tirade about the about like the contract ending at the end of the year, and I'll start. I pulled from again from the Spirit Messages deck, and I pulled the Believe card. And it's the words say, the force that works through your soul, determining what's possible or impossible, the difference between success or failure, and above all, who you are, is the power of your belief. And when I just, you know, I tune into this. This card is beautiful. The woman has like a sun over her heart, and there's like all these squares coming out. It's very geometric. And then she just has this really cool halo, but she's so at peace. It's like she's naked, and she's meditating, and her hair is just flowing, and she really is just in that space of asking and receiving. Now, I will tell you, and this may make you giggle, when you ask, I'm going to be honest, my initial hit was the contract job. So and my ego said, what? So I, you know, because obviously after my tangent the other, you know, week, but I am really feeling, though, in all honesty, it's, you know, really going within. You can have either of these. You really can. Like I say, my initial hit, for whatever reason, I don't know, was the contract job, which, again, blew my own mind. But really just what I'm feeling is it's almost like you have the choice of do you want the contract job or do you want, you know, the security, per se, of the permanent job. But my feel is that the contract job is actually something you may enjoy more. So just really, but, you know, really tuning in. And I'm like, Nancy, see, do you have, I feel like you have something to add on that. I feel like I'm missing a piece that may come back around.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
And I said, I just love the flow that we go through and the angels give to us. I pulled the card, listen to your intuition. And when I look at this card, Laura, it is this beautiful angel that has wings behind her in gold. This card is just colored in the rainbow colors, but they're very striking, very bold. And she has a globe in red in front of her, holding one with her fingertips. And you have the world in your hands, Laura. And I, too, did hear the contract, which I kind of questioned, like, yeah, okay. But hearing Jamie say it, too, yeah, it was my ego that was questioning it. So I'm hearing the contract, but pulling this card, you need to understand that your intuition is completely reliable and accurate at this time. You can go into inner self and listen to that guidance, you really won't go wrong. The messages that you are receiving are truly real and trustworthy. So have faith in what you're feeling and what you're experiencing. Your insights are perfect right now.
So let me share with you what transpired for me today. Yesterday I asked the angels to give me two distinct signs for which job is the better option for me. Because I usually get feathers, I get pennies, you know, angel numbers, I get all that stuff. So I asked for angel feathers if it's the permanent job, and I asked for pennies if it's the contract job. So I was going into the supermarket today, and I saw a penny on the ground outside. And I'm looking at the penny, and I said, really? The contract? Really? maybe it's just a penny.
Oh, my gosh. That is so funny. And it just really goes to show that, you know, how, you know, when we really do trust, surrender, and ask for the signs and they're given, that, you know, that ego really can just step in and say, mm-mm. When we, you know, we go through it too. You know, I don't ever want anyone to think that just because, you know, oh, we're on the radio and we, you know, study this, that, you know, oh, we get these crystal clear signs, so we don't have issues with our ego. Because even as you see, me and Nancy Sue were both like, that's a contract job.
Me too. And after that, I'm like, okay, It's just got to be a penny, and it's just a coincidence.
Then
I said to them, I said, okay, I need another penny, so you're going to have to give me some more pennies.
I love it. Well,
I think you just got two more. They're just not exactly in the shape of pennies, but you got me and Nancy still.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, well, you'll have to, you know, let us. But I'm telling you, it's so funny. It cracks me up. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, my dear,
know,
you will.
It doesn't make sense. You wouldn't think it would make sense, but the contract, because it's not long term. So, like, what's going to happen after 2 years? You know, am I going to just continue going on contract after contract?
And you know what I just heard too is it's almost like this contract can be a placeholder until the right permanent job is coming. So don't give up. You know, if you really want a permanent job, don't have yourself just like, oh crap, it's going to be contracts. You know, but just look at this. I'm hearing to enjoy it. Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on, guys. To enjoy it, but you know, look at it. Almost as a placeholder, because you know that permanent, you know, secure job that you want really, you know, it is there. It's just not here right now in this very moment. But do enjoy this job and look at it too. It'll allow you to enjoy the contract work because you know that you have it for 2 years. So for the next 2 years, you're good while that permanent is manifesting.
Okay, that's a good way of looking at it. That makes me feel better, thanks.
Placeholder. Oh, you're welcome.
I like that.
I just had that with my husband. He's ready to, like, just quit his job and, you know, go on his walk around the world. And I'm like, whoa, babe, we got bills. It's like, just, you know, I know it's frustrating, but just it's a placeholder, you know, that's allowing you to, you know, be provided for while what, you know, you really are meant to do, you know, as while it's manifesting and coming. Because I have no doubt it'll come. That's without a doubt.
Well, great. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Have a great night.
You too. Bye.
All right, and we're almost at the top of the hour, but I do have one in chat I want to get to, and just in time for Nanette to come in and join us.
Hello.
She made it.
Hi, ladies. Yes, I was guided by Gabrielle not to come onto the show until right now, and that's weird. I've got something to share. For the last couple of days, I felt like I was pregnant, you know. I'm almost 50, and I'm going to be pregnant, but I had that feeling. And when Nancy Sue was describing and putting all that ball and how large is it, I'm going, oh, my goodness, this is a rainbow beach ball. This is the feeling I've been feeling. So just to share how energy works before the time even comes, I was feeling that. And then when Jamie did the meditation, I was at the doctor's office, and it was when Nancy was doing the meditation, I felt her Gabriel coming in, and I felt the colors, and it was just like, wow, it's just so cool, because Jamie hadn't done the exercise yet, so
I love it.
So I was guided to listen. It was wonderful, absolutely amazing. So that I just wanted to add, and I will tune myself out and go ahead, ladies.
All right. Well, we're just doing. Are you hanging on for readings, or are you just hanging out?
Oh no, I'm on.
I'm
outside.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Yeah, we're at the top of the hour. Oh, there's. Okay. You know what? You guys have to love this because we're gonna have to wrap after this reading. So for those of you on the line, I'm sorry that we won't be able to get to everyone tonight, but I have to share that when me and Nanette were talking earlier, she said she heard she was going to read from her surroundings, and here it is. So Kathy, our lovely Kathy from our Angels Teaching community, would like an Angel's Choice, and she is the special winner of the surroundings reading.
Mm.
Right. Oh, I lost my card.
And if I can, the surroundings reading is the first thing I looked at when I opened my car door was this huge tree. It's a pine tree, and it is so firmly rooted into the ground, and I'm seeing that this is an aspect of Kathy. The branches are flowing. They're not totally full, but they're like unique. Kathy has an expression that she's expressing. Okay, now there's some lights around. She needs to step out and express the light that she is. That's what I'm getting, and I am complete.
I love that. And I actually got the Love Yourself card, and it really ties into that, you know, and just really, Kathy, just embracing your light. It's your own, you know, unique light. I was reading something earlier today, and it was just saying how, you know, we all, you know, we're all made of energy, but each one of us has our own unique energy. And, you know, and in that we do, we all have our own unique light that we shine. And, you know, in this card, again, it's that rose, and it's right in the center of her. And it's almost like she's hugging herself. So the main thing I'm really hearing, just to layer on with what Nanette was saying, is, you know, love yourself. Love, you know, what you think is beautiful about you. Love what you might not feel is beautiful about you, but others do. And really just embrace your true self, your true unique self, and just love it. Love your quirks. Love your weirdness. You know, love your flaws. None of us are perfect. We all have them. And, you know, they're probably, you know, we're never going to feel that we're perfect. I don't think we can always feel that we can better ourselves. And, you know, that's great. We, you know, we should always strive to be better people. But you just, I'm just really hearing for you, and it is going to be healing for you, to just love you just as you are, right as you are, right in this moment and every moment that you're in here going forward. Because it's beautiful. It's truly, truly beautiful. And I'm giggling because she was wondering if they had a new message for her. And I think I pulled the same daggone card for her last time. So I'm going to pass on to Nancy Sue.
Well, Kathy, I pulled from the Angel Answers deck. Well, the word on it is success. And it's this beautiful angel that is, she's actually flying, but she's flying up. Her arms are up, and they're embracing this beautiful globe of light. And I'm hearing that this light is you. And her wings are coming up with her arms and enfolding this globe of light. And when you look at the light, it is so bright. And as you get out to the outer rings of the light, it shows the rainbow colors. This woman, which is you, is so light. You have so much light to shine out to the world, and it's shining. And Kathy, you don't realize how bright your light. Fully love yourself. I'm here. Love, love, love. Fully love. Because you are in the midst of the joy of success of you. So let your light shine, honey, and let everybody see it. Just open your arms up wide, put your wings out there, and fly. Let people see who you are. And I am complete with that.
Amen. Yeah, and I'm just hearing one more thing I want to throw on, Kathy. You know, don't look back. You know, I know that you've overcome a lot. But I'm just hearing, just to, you know, just a general reminder to not beat yourself up over the past, because we're not there anymore, and we all have one, and we all have, you know, something that has happened that, you know, we wish didn't happen, or, you know, we might carry some energy forward from. So just, you know, I'm honestly just hearing, let that shit go. And just really, you know, because you are here you are here and now, and your light is shining now, and your light would not be able to shine in its own uniqueness had you not gone through the stuff that you did. So just, you know, don't even sweat any of that. Don't even worry about it. Just, you know, again, take the lessons and the lessons and the blessings and just, you know, rock on, sister.
And, you know, Jamie, I want to add on to that. As I was putting my cards away listening to you, a card fell out of my angel answer deck and it's let go. So there you go.
Oh. Love it.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Well, with that, ladies, we're after the hour. Nanette, would you like to do the closing, or would you like me to? Or
I'll go ahead. I'm standing outside, and I just have to add for Kathy is that, as Jamie was saying, you know, your uniqueness, I'm looking at all these different pine trees, and they are all unique with their own expression. And they're all beautiful, you know. They all are different, but yet they shine, is what I'm hearing. So with that, if everyone could form around the circle of this amazing energy of Gabriel, and if we can reach out our right hand and touch the person next to us in our imaginary circle of love, feel the ripple go through you and out your other hand as it goes around. And this goes to the people that are on the replay. Join in on the circle. Feel the circle. Embrace the circle. Now, as all of our hands are completely touching and we feel the energy swirl, let us all feel the energy of Gabriel. With her silky, smooth energy flow through all of us. And let the energy build, and we bring it into the circle. And we ask for healing for all those that are either in the circle, listening to the replay, or to their friends or family members, that they can clear and heal. And always remember to ask, to call on your angels. They will always be there for you. And so it is.
And so it is. Absolutely beautiful. Perfect, perfect.
Wow, that felt good just standing outside my house looking at all these trees. And it's like, wow. Nature can sure come up in the middle of a city. It's kind of amazing.
I love it.
Amen.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess on that note, although I'm so relaxed and just in the flow, I don't feel like moving. But yes. All right. So I guess we will bid you all farewell for tonight, and we will be back, I think, the three of us again, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be back next
with
week.
Angel
readings.
Mm-hmm.
All right, yeah.
Sounds great.
All right. Well,
much
we
love to
you.
Everyone.
Yes, much yes, love.
Love.
We love you guys. All right, have a great night, everyone.
All right, good night.
Bye.